Good morning. We have two important issues to discuss today. The first is actually a continuation of what we said yesterday. We saw the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that indeed we should have a minyan for laning of Megillah. However, if one does not have a minyan, it can be lain b'yachidos, and you can still say the brachas. Nonetheless, we said that during Purim Meshulash, as in this year, that the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos, and the Kriyas Megillah is on the day before, which is on Erev Shabbos. In that situation, we have to be more machmir, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that a minyan is me'akev. If you don't have a minyan, somebody who is going to lain b'yachidus, you can't even say the brachas, because it may be a bracha levatala, because a minyan is absolutely critical on Purim HaMeshulash. So our question then is, do all poskim agree with that? And in particular, during a year of Corona, that there are indeed people who cannot make it to minyan, or they're in a sikun, they're in a high level of risk, or if they're in bidud, they're in solitude, and they can't come out, they're quarantined. So what do we do in those situations? So in fact, the Piskei Tshuvas brings that despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you need a minyan, and without a minyan, you're really not leaning the Megillah, you can't say the brachas without a minyan. Rabbi Migdolei Aposkim Cholkim Akviazo, he says that many of the Gedolei Aposkim disagree on this point. It's not only the Mishnah Berurah, there are a number of others that paskin that way, that when we have a Purim Meshulash, and we are not laning on the proper day. We're not laning on Purim itself, which is Shabbos. We're delaning the day before, so it's Shelo Bizmano. It's considered not in its proper time. That's when you absolutely need a minyan. But there are others who are of the view that that is not a case. That's not considered Lo Bizmano. When we have Purim Meshulash, that we're moving, for all of you, Yerushalayim, to the day before, and we're moving it to the 14th of Adar. 14th of Adar is the time that the whole world is reading the Megillah. So in that situation, that's not considered, even in Yerushalayim, it's not considered Shelo Bizmano. It's still considered the proper time. And accordingly, we are no heg that if you cannot find a minyan, then it would be permitted to read B'yachidus, even though it's on the 14th. The 15th is Purim. You're reading it on the 14th because it's Purim Meshulas. And indeed, if you don't have a minyan, it would be permitted to say the brachas as well when laning. So in fact, that's the psak of a number, as we mentioned, of Gedolei Aposkim, Rav Zunenfeld in his Tshuva Shalom Aschayim, the Chazon Ish paskins that way, the Or Sameach in his commentary on the Rambam, Rav Tukhachinsky in his beautiful Sefer Ir HaKodesh V'Hamikdash. They are of the view that you don't have to be concerned that it's a bracha levatala, that is the minhag, that even in Yerushalayim, when we have Purim Meshulash, so we're laning it the day before. It's not Purim, really. Not Purim here in Yerushalayim, but because it's Purim for the rest of the world, that is considered Bizmano, and even if you don't have a minyan, you can lane it with the bracha. Now, nonetheless, obviously, lechatchila, you have to make full efforts to find a minyan on that day, but we're talking about if you don't, then it would be permitted to lane, and the same thing would apply for women. Women should have a minyan, they should go to shul in a typical year, and to have Purim Meshulash, it's required to have a minyan, but ishas adchak, if they can't, we can make a women's minyan, but in the end of the day, especially during Corona, we are lenient that if somebody cannot make minyan, or if it's dangerous to make minyan, the person is in a solitude quarantine at home, indeed, it would be permitted to lane b'yachidus with the brachas as well. So that's topic number one. Topic number two, as long as we're talking about this concept of needing a minyan, or that's even if it's not absolutely required, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it is absolutely required and others, but if we have this lenient view, even the lenient view that says if you don't have a minyan, then b'diyevid, you can still say the brachas, but still, at a minimum, at a strong lechatchila, we have to have a minyan, especially on Purim Meshulash. So in that situation, our question is as follows. When people are going to the minyan, they have a minyan and they have their own kosher Megillah. If they read it to themselves, as opposed to listening to the chazan, the Baal Koreh, is that considered as if they're part of the minyan, or is that as if they are b'yachidus? And accordingly, if there be yechidus, there may not be fulfilling the mitzvah. Certainly not saying the brachas. You can't fulfill the mitzvah if you're doing it b'yechidus, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah and others. So, in fact, the Chazon Ish is of the view, afilu k'shekol echad kora b'megillah shelo, even if each individual is laning his own megillah. So he's in the minyan. There's a minyan of 10 people, but each person reads to themselves. They all have kosher megillahs. And even if one goes faster or one slower, as long as we have a minyan of people together, that is considered a kriya b'tzibur. That is considered a minyan. That's considered a laning of the megillah b'minyan, and it's not a problem whatsoever according to the Chazon Ish. However, according to the Griz from Brisk, he says that the concept of a minyan is listening to the chazan. And even if you have people that have their kosher megillahs and they're laning to by themselves, that is not considered part of a minyan. She'elu shekorim balachash yachinim abal korah, even if they're laning together with the bal korah, not even going at different speeds, but they're reading by themselves, even at the same speed, together with the bal korah, that is considered yechidim, not considered a tzibur. And accordingly, if it's a year like Purim Meshulash, that's talking about a regular year. Purim Meshulash, where we have poskim who are of the view that 10, a minyan, is me'akev. So the Piskei Tshuvas brings that indeed we should be machmir on this, and the Gabbai should make an announcement before the Kriyas HaMegillah that everyone should be machbid, that they should listen to the Baal Korah, that they should not be laning to themselves, but we should make it really a tzibur. The tzibur means paying attention to the chazan. So even if you want to say in a regular year, we can be more lenient on this. We certainly have the Chazon Ish to rely on. And during a regular year, that it's not as strict the minyan requirement, but Shakur Meshulash, if somebody is in Yerushalayim, we have the minyan requirement, certainly on a Lechachila basis, but even on a B'dievid basis, according to many poskim, indeed everyone should listen to the Chazan and not read along with the Chazan. Nonetheless, there are poskim who are of the view that if you're not going to be able to pay attention to the chazan, you're not going to be able to focus, you're going to miss some words, somebody's going to space out. In that situation, despite this machlokas that we just cited, it would be preferable to read it to yourself quietly, even on Purim Meshulash. But when somebody does that, you should be makbid to read word for word with the chazan, together with the chazan, the Baal Koreh. But if that's your only option to really pay attention, then preferable to read it to yourself together with the chazan rather than paying attention to the chazan and missing out on some of the kriya. Have a wonderful day.